Patient name, Gerald, that's G-E-R-A-L-D. Last name, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Date of birth is 5-16 of 1955. Date of service, 7-30 of 2025. This is a 70-year-old male patient. He's here today to follow up on lab results. These lab results were obtained and collected on July 24th of this year, approximately a week ago, period in a paragraph. He is here for those results. Also, one of the reasons spurring the lab draw was he had complained having a fungus underneath his fingernails of that left hand, and we wanted to check his liver enzymes. As it turns out, on the lab draw, everything turned out fine, and we will prescribe some Lamisil for him today, period, new paragraph. Getting back to the lab draw, some abnormalities, just very mildly, cholesterol was 209, LDL was 125, glucose was 101, white blood cell count was low at 3.2, and then the platelet count was down to 99, period, new paragraph. Furthermore, this patient offers no further complaint. He denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, or abdominal pain. He carries on his everyday activities in normal form and fashion. No additional complaint, no problems with urination or bowel movements, and no chronic pain. He denies being prone toward illnesses. He says he has been reasonably healthy over the last year or so with no issues. Period, new paragraph. Blood pressure, 154 over 85. O2 sat 99, pulse 75, respirations 18, afebrile at 97.5, period, new paragraph. Medical history, he does have issues with cholesterol and low thyroid, also BPH and seasonal allergies, period, new paragraphs. Social history, no tobacco, alcohol, or drugs. Period, new paragraph, medication, sertraline, 10 milligrams daily, fluticasone, nasal spray, 50 micrograms daily. Phenofibrate, 145 daily. Levothyroxine, 25 micrograms daily, and finasteride, 5 milligrams daily. Period, new paragraph. On examination, this patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, not in any distress. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft. No thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2. There is no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. No accessory muscles are being utilized for respiratory. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Extremities, plus 5 muscle strength. There's no lower extremity edema. Period in the paragraph. As stated above, he had a low white blood cell count. Specifically, he tells me his white blood cell count has been low for at least 15 years. Also, the platelets. He had been referred to a hematologist some time ago, but he never kept the appointment, and he is not interested in doing that today. Period, new paragraph. He'll come back in 3 months. We'll repeat these labs. Possibly then we'll see some improvement, or he'll reconsider going to a hematologist at that time. Period, new paragraph. Patient also had an A1C of 6.2. Formerly it was 6.4. Recommended a diabetic diet. He is not interested in taking any medications for that at this point. Period, new paragraph. Upon examining his hands, he does have a fungus underneath fingernails of that, I believe it's his left hand, and several fingernails. We will treat that today. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Tinea cruris. Patient will get Lamisil, 250 milligrams daily for 3 weeks. He will return to clinic at that time for follow-up. Period, new paragraph. leukocytopenia and low platelets, a patient will return to clinic in 3 months for an additional blood draw. And once again, to reiterate, this patient is not interested in getting a referral to hematology at this point. However, we will follow up in 3 months. I've answered all his questions today. He can return to clinic 3 months for PRN. Also in 3 weeks to review the tinea infection underneath his fingernail.